Thank you. one too. Sweetheart is bleeding in the snow cone. So smart, she's leading me to ozone. Music, the great communicator. Used two sticks to make it in the nature. I'll get you into penetration. The gender of a generation. The birth of every other nation. Look your way, the gold of meditation. This chapter's gonna be a close one. Smoke rings, I know you're gonna blow one. All on a spaceship persevering. Use my hands for everything.
Every day of every year for more than 30 years, Raven Radio has shared the voices and stories that define and strengthen our community. You can help ensure vibrant community media for decades to come. Please consider Raven Radio's Legacy Fund in your will, estate plan, or major giving opportunity. For more information, contact General Manager Ken Fate or Development Director Amy Kramer Johnson.
Good evening and welcome to the Speaking Tube. I'm stepping in for Jess this week. My name is Brandon. I've got a guest for you tonight from the Coast Guard community. That's what we're here to do, is bring a radio show to you, brought to you by someone affiliated with the United States Coast Guard. And fortunately, we have someone here tonight that's based out of the air station here in Sitka. We're going to get to that. First, I wanted to cover what we have already played off of this gentleman's playlist. We started with State of Love and Trust from Pearl Jam, one of both of our favorite bands. Followed that up with Alice in Chains, Got Me Wrong. And you just heard Can't Stop by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. We're going to get to some Soundgarden with Rusty Cage up next. First, I wanted to cover some Muskeg messages with you. Muskeg messages are a service provided by the station to reach folks who don't have access to a telephone or to make the public aware of lost and found items. If you have a Muskeg message that you'd like to air, you can call the station at 747-5877. To Mark and Lonnie, at Columbia Cove, Nick is in Juneau and fresh produce is being sent Wednesday. Alaska One, Sitka's public television station, is back up and broadcasting. All right, with that, we're going to get you right back to the music. Again, you're listening to The Speaking Tube on Raven Radio. Enjoy.
Having trouble trying to sleep. I'm counting sheep but running out. As time ticks by, still I try. No Or as for ground tops in my mind, on my own, here we go. My eyes feel like they're gonna bleed. Right up and bulging out my skull. My mouth is dry. My face is numb. Something's spun out in my room. We're on my own, here we go. Set on overdrive. The clock is laughing in my face. Crooked spine. My senses dulled. That's the point of delirium. On my own, here we go.
Kind of tough to enjoy that one on the radio, huh? Gotta make sure no one's getting fired. You're listening to The Speaking Tube, and gonna introduce our guest now, Matt Gibbs, the United States Coast Guard. Matt, how you doing?
Good, Brandon. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Glad to have you on. So glad you came in and joined me. I've had a great time getting together with you and putting this playlist together. I'm excited about the music. Kind of stinks that you can't get like radio edited versions, so I gotta kind of be funny with the controls there. But I couldn't be happier with the selection. How are you liking it so far?
Oh man, I love it.
All right,
it's all good.
Good. So, Coast Guard, you are stationed here at the air station.
Yes, I am.
All right. What do you do at the air station?
Oh, I'm a cook.
You're a cook.
FS in the Coast Guard.
Awesome. Yep. We could be friends.
Yeah.
That's almost. What I do, too. Well, not so much anymore, but yeah. You know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Great. How long have you been at the air station?
I've been here about 3.5 years now.
Yeah?
Yep.
Did Carly have to tell you that before the show?
Yes, she did.
Awesome. Carly is in the studio. We're just going to say hi to her.
Hey.
Hey. that's great. So that's quite a long time to be here. And I know, but I'm going to share with the listeners, you actually asked to extend here, correct?
Yes, I did.
How long was your original tour?
About 2.5 years.
Yeah, just having such a great time here in Sitka.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, we both love it.
Awesome. What do you guys do? A lot of outdoor stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of fishing, hiking, biking, a lot of walking and talking.
Awesome.
That kind of stuff.
You must have a boat or have friends with a boat?
Yes, me and my buddy.
Awesome.
Yeah, we actually did have a boat.
Very. Yeah. Oh, that sounds like a touchy subject. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was sad to let it go. We'll say that.
Well, as you know, this is the Speaking Tube, as I filled you in before you got here, obviously. I didn't just, like, handcuff you or anything, but you are listening to it on Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka, and Matt Gibbs is our guest from the Coast Guard. We just listened to Brain Stew from Green Day again. Had to do some manual controlling of the music there. Great song though, right?
Oh yeah,
right. I looked for the Godzilla version, which, of course, off the movie soundtrack Godzilla, which is like, in my opinion, the only good thing to come of that movie was that song, because they had Godzilla projecting his vocals through the song at times. Do you remember that song? That version of that song?
No.
Oh, man, you got to check it out. I don't know, I might have to YouTube it or something, but I couldn't get my hands on it. I remember it from when I was in high school, actually, which it's strange. Like, we got together to put this. Most of it was done over text message. But all of the bands that you were naming for me to play are all bands that, like, I cut my teeth on. Do you have older brothers?
No. Most of it's from my dad.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. My knees hurt.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, that's fantastic. Let's see. We also have Rusty Cage from Soundgarden in there. Great band, Soundgarden. You're a fan, I'm sure.
Big fan.
Yeah, I know. I know that walking through the galley, when you're in charge of the music, I hear a lot of Chris Cornell in general. So it's great that we were able to get you in here so that we can share Chris Cornell with the world.
Yep.
Again and again and again. We're going to do it some more later. What do you say? Should we get into some music?
Yep. Let's get back to the tunes.
I've got one more song I have to micromanage. We've got Santeria from Sublime coming up, followed by some Weezer. So hope you enjoy it.
Pop a cap inside. Came out of the woods by choice. The shelter also gave them shade, but in the dark I have no name. So leave that click in my head, and I will remember the words that you said. Left a cloud in mind and a heavy heart, but I was sure we could see a new start. So when your hopes are on fire,
but you know your desire. Don't hold the glass over the flame. Don't let your heart grow cold. I will call you by name. I will share your
I'm mouthful of cavities. And your soul's a bowl of jokes. And every day you remind me how I'm desperately in need. See, I got a lot of fiends around, and they're peeking through and nothing new. And they see you. They see everything you do.
There must be 50 ways to buy your Raven Radio raffle tickets. Yes, it's that time again to buy a chance at 2 round-trip tickets anywhere Alaska Airlines flies with no blackout dates. Tickets are $10 and available at the Cable House located at 2B Lincoln Street. All proceeds go to your community radio station. So slip out the back, Jack. Hop on the ride, Clyde. Come get your tick, Rick. Go support Raven, Maven. Drop off the key, Lee, and set yourself free.
All right, welcome back to the Speaking Tube. I keep wanting to call this the Sounding Tube, and I was talking to you about this before, Matt. You now know what a Sounding Tube is, I hope, because you're on your way to, where are you going?
I'm going to Port Angeles, Washington.
Angeles, Washington.
Yep, 87-foot patrol boat.
Awesome. I was also on an 87. We could be friends.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Really exciting job. Very rewarding for a cook. And you'll get to use sounding tubes all the time. Speaking tube is something that they use on ships to communicate from one place to another, not using, you know, text messaging. So, like, instead of text messaging, hey, I see a boat from the flying bridge to the bridge, they're like, hey, there's a boat over there. So it's hard for me sometimes, like when I talk about it to people I know about the show, I'm always calling it the sounding tube, and I'm like, well, no, it's not the same. You excited about the 87?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Are you familiar with the Washington area at all?
No, I'm definitely not. Okay. Me and my wife are from New York, so Alaska was a big change, but
right.
Washington looks almost about the same, so we're excited about it.
That's good. So no experience with Washington whatsoever?
No, none at all.
How'd that job come up for you?
It came in a critical fill. I put in for it.
And you got it.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Awesome. Coast Guard's always in need of good cooks. Sometimes they don't get that. Awesome. So we're playing a lot of music tonight. Like, this show is well over halfway done. It's 7:23. You're listening to Raven Radio, and I mean, we're almost done. We hardly talked at all. That last set started off with Sublime. Weezer had Say It Ain't So. We had Hopeless Wanderer from Mumford & Sons, and then a couple new ones for you that I recommended when we were texting back and forth. The first one was Blood on the Rails from The Silent Comedy. I do everything I can to plug this band. It's a kind of a newer band out of San Diego. Fit well with the playlist at that spot. What'd you guys think?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good, huh? Yep. That song was Blood on the Rails. Next was Mouthful of Cavities, Blind Melon. We got another Blind Melon song coming up, one of your favorites. But that was a little less known, Mouthful of Cavities. Another excellent. I'm glad I got to share that with you. Another song that I grew up on that here we are playing it on your list. So that's awesome. So what's coming up next? We got Stone Temple Pilots, some Nine Inch Nails. I'm going to have to read the weather. I guess I could do that now, huh? We should do that now. I love reading the weather, but this is your Alaska Zone weather. The forecast for Sitka and Port Alexander tonight: decreasing clouds, patchy fog, slight chance of rain, showers north of Sitka Sound, lows around 42, northwest winds 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, partly cloudy, patchy fog in the morning, highs around 53 with northwest winds at 5 miles per hour. Tenneke Springs, Hoonah, tonight mostly cloudy, isolated rain showers, patchy fog late, lows around 39, light winds. Wednesday, partly cloudy, patchy fog in the morning, highs around 49, light winds becoming northwest 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. For Pelican and Elfin Cove, tonight, decreasing clouds, isolated rain showers, lows around 41, northwest winds 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, decreasing clouds, highs around 52, northwest winds 5 miles per hour. Angoon, tonight, mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain showers. Patchy fog late, lows around 39, light winds becoming northwest 5 miles per hour late. For Wednesday, decreasing clouds, patchy fog in the morning, highs around 51, northwest winds 5 miles per hour. Tonight in Cake, sunny then, well, probably not anymore, huh? Increasing clouds, areas of fog, lows around 40, northwest winds 5 miles per hour. For Wednesday, cloudy in the morning, then becoming sunny. Areas of fog in the morning, highs around 53, northwest winds to 10 miles per hour. Yakutat tonight, rain showers early in the evening, then a chance of rain showers. Lows around 34, light winds. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, west of Icy Bay, slight chance of showers in the morning. Highs around 50, light winds becoming west 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. That was pretty painless, huh? You're going to get a lot of that weather down there. You excited?
Yeah. I think Sitka has prepared us pretty well.
Right.
Yeah, for the rain weather there.
How does it compare to, like, New York weather? Where are you from in New York?
We're from upstate New York.
Yeah?
Buffalo area.
Yep. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, which do you like better as far as weather?
I'd have to say I like Sitka weather better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not as hot.
Not as hot?
Yeah. Less humid.
Right. Yep. Less shoveling, I'd imagine.
Oh, yeah. A lot less. Yeah.
Do you know offhand, like, how much snow you get out there in a year?
No.
Was it measured in inches or feet?
I would say feet. Yeah. Yeah. That's... Buffalo gets hit pretty hard.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, they do in football too. It's.
Yep. Oh. They sure do.
All right. Well, we have a weather appropriate song coming up. This one's one of your favorites.
Yes, it
you
is.
You know which one it is?
Yeah. No Rain.
Yeah. It's the Bumblebee song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Off their self-titled debut album. First, we're going to get another quick message in, and then we'll hit the music again.
Fish to Schools is proud to provide fish for Keet, Blatchley, Sitka High, Mount Edgecombe, and Pacific High. Students all over Sitka can choose to eat a healthy, local, and sustainable meal at lunch. Listen to their stories.
I came from Vegas, where there was not a lot of fish. available and the salmon wasn't fresh. So coming up here and hearing that we have local fishermen catching it and actually feeding it to our schools was very good, and I'm just glad it's available to us.
Catch the next local fish lunch Wednesday, October 23rd.
Into the music. I mentioned Stone Temple Pilots. This is one of their hits, Vaseline. Following that up with Head Like a Hole by Nine Inch Nails. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Just of history. It's caged and frozen still. There is no other pill to take. So swallow the one that made you ill.
Mentioned yet how much I love this playlist, Matt?
Yes.
Pretty oh, yeah. spectacular. Yep. That, of course, was Rage Against the Machine, Sleep Now in the Fire. Love Rage Against the Machine. Every time I hear Rage Against the Machine, I think about being a brand new cook in the Coast Guard. Like, fresh out of A school, on board the Woodrush here in Sitka, actually, it was like, it was the music that I used to drive my boss away, literally. And, sorry, Mark. I really enjoy that band. Brings back some fond memories. Like cooking. You're a cook. A lot of this music I hear you listening to as well. What's your favorite dish to cook?
I would have to say eggs.
Yeah?
Yes.
Why
yeah.
is that?
Well, I mean, they're easy. I'm good at it. They taste good. They're my one of my favorite foods.
Yeah.
Yep. And yeah.
I've also noticed too, like with all of my favorite dishes to make at work are the ones that I blow the competition out of the water. And
oh, yeah.
I mean, I use the term competition loosely because you don't want, I mean, you want the other guy to do well too. It's not like you're,
yeah.
But like you don't want him to show you up.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. A lot of people are really slow at eggs.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't do them right. So yeah, I like that too. I think my favorite, it'd have to be lasagna, just because
that's a good one.
Yeah, I feel like I nail that one every time.
Yeah,
chicken parm too.
I
don't know. Maybe we're just really good at cooking. There's a lot of favorites.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So, do you think cooking will be something that you carry on outside of your Coast Guard career once you're done?
I would have to say no. I think I'm gonna do it enough in the Coast Guard where I'm gonna get out and not want to do it anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. Like right now, I'm not in the cook rate currently. I'm filling another assignment, and I got to tell you, I cook a lot more at home. And it's not like I miss it. It's just that I have a lot more energy for it.
For sure.
Like, yeah, it's pretty draining.
Yeah.
Which is why it's great to have great music.
Oh yeah.
We got some Chris Cornell, some more Chris Cornell coming up. This was originally planning on being like a 3-song block of just nothing but Chris Cornell, which I know you're excited about.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Audio Slave's up next.
All right.
Yeah, and we're also going to get into some Temple of the Dog, which I don't know if you remember them at all, but like that was pre Pearl Jam era.
Might be before my time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's another one that I came up with when we were texting back and forth. I was like, we got to play this because Matt's got to hear this. And you're going to recognize the song, I think, once you hear it. But yeah. Let's listen to some more Chris Cornell. We're almost out of here. Actually, I think this might be the last time you're talking. So say bye, world.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
It's been good.
All right, man.
Stay classy, Sicko.
Oh, Let the world
KCAW, Sitka.